Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, I have Roger Ocasio-Cologne on the line.
Okay, go ahead and transfer him over. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Roger, she's going to further assist you from here.
Right, thank you, ma'am.
Hi, Roger. Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Of course.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Not at this time, ma'am.
No? Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm that?
That is correct.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And who would this be in regards of?
Myself.
Okay. And how are you doing now?
I'm good.
Okay,
I'm
I'm
just
happy
dealing with
to.
a puppy who's bleeding right now, is it?
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing better. With that being said, let me ask you, do you happen to know if there's a certain subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I can't even say it. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, so there isn't a certain subtype.
The B cell lymphoma.
It diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. Again, I am so sorry to hear that, but I'm happy you're doing better now. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I'm going to ask you all the required questions. A couple of them are a bit repetitive, so please bear with me. If you need me to slow down at any time, please let me know as well. I do happen to talk fast sometimes. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or was that the only one?
That was the only one left.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
That
Correct?
is correct.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
8/28/1980.
8/28/1980. And when were you diagnosed? What's the date of when you were diagnosed?
The actual date, it was October 21st, 2020.
Okay. So you're about 40 years old at the time of diagnosis?
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work or both?
We're just at home.
At home? Okay. And do you have the home address of where you used it?
Oh, no.
You don't recall the home address?
No, it was just around here, Western Chapel. I stay like around a lot of apartments.
Okay. What's the city and the state of where you sprayed it?
Western Chapel.
And what state is that?
Florida.
Then say the state, I mean the city one more time, I'm sorry.
Wesley Chapel.
Wesley Chapel. Right, just writing that down. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or any others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then how many years did you spray Roundup for?
I'd say about 11 years.
11 years. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Like consistent or?
At least 10 days in your lifetime.
Oh, of course. Of course, yeah.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone
Smartphone.
a landline? Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the following are going to be yes and no's, just your past illnesses or past medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
Nope.
Epstein Barr?
Nope.
Lupus?
Nope.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
Nope.
Diabetes?
Nope.
Any other cancer requiring chemotherapy?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much.
What
happened?
And right, then, blog. Can you spell your first name for me, please?
First name?
Yes.
Roger, R-O-G-E-R.
Middle name?
I don't have no middle name.
Okay, no worries. And last name?
Huh? I don't know if it's that or the other dogs.
And then your last name?
It's Ocasio Colon, O-C-A-S-I-O.
O-C-A-S-I-O?
Yes, and then C-O-L-O-N.
Okay, is there a dash in the middle or a hyphen? Or is it just two names spaced out?
It's just two last names.
Okay, so I have O-C-A-S-I-O space C-O-L-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior?
No, ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yeah, no.
Say that again? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Male.
Okay, thank you. And are you married?
No, ma'am.
And can I get your full social?
Yeah, it's 597.
597?
44.
44.
4090.
4090. And I just want to confirm for your date of birth, I have August 28th, 1980.
That is correct.
Okay. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And can I get your height and weight, please?
Yeah, it's about 180, 5'10".
5'10", 180 pounds. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your lymphoma?
TV.
And do you remember when you realized the connection between the two? Do you remember how long ago? If you have to estimate.
I say a couple months ago.
Couple months ago?
Yes, ma'am.
So maybe like 3-4 months ago?
Yes, ma'am.
So about July 25th, 2024, does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just wanted to write that down. Alrighty, and then can I get your email, please?
That is iambebotattoo813@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have iambebotattoo813@gmail.com.
That is correct.
And I have your phone number as 813-595-0929.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this your mobile number or your home number?
Mobile number.
Okay. And then if you had to estimate, how many times a year did you use Roundup?
I use it about twice a month. So it'll be 96, 94, something like that. Time of year.
94 times out of the year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed with lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what year did you start spraying Roundup?
About 2009.
2009. January, February, what month?
August.
August 1st, 2009? Oh, August 15th. Okay. And what year?
15th.
Okay. And then what year did you stop spraying Roundup?
October 10th, 2020.
October 7th, 2020?
No, October 10th, 2020.
10th. Okay. And then I have August 15th, 2009. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, such as gloves or anything like that? I'm sorry, say that again.
I said no, ma'am.
No? Okay.
What are you doing?
And then you said you sprayed it at home. Where did you spray it? Was it the front yard, the backyard?
Just around the house.
Okay. And then I just want to I just want to confirm the state you sprayed it in was Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The next couple questions are a little bit repetitive, but I am required to ask them. You said your exposure was residential, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup?
Excuse me?
Did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you said you were directly exposed to it, residentially, correct?
Correct.
Just want to write that down. And then when you, how often were you present during the application of Roundup? So you did say you sprayed it yourself. So were you always present when you were sprayed, when you were exposed to Roundup, or was it always someone else also spraying it?
It was just myself.
So you were always exposed to it, or always present, I should
yes,
say?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life, if you had to guess a number?
Dang, that's a lot. Say about 9,000.
9,000, okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No, from the city.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Oh, no, ma'am.
No?
No.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the type of Roundup you used, was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And do you remember the store of where you purchased the Roundup?
Walmart.
Walmart, okay. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No, ma'am.
And do you have any Roundup currently in your possession?
No, ma'am.
Okay. If you do happen to run into any receipts or anything that, or any Roundup that you find in your house or anything like that, the attorneys do ask that you do not destroy or tamper with it. That way it can help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And have you ever smoked?
Gotta take the garage out.
And have you ever smoked?
Oh, no, ma'am.
And are you currently employed?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty. So can I get the name of your current employer?
Yeah, it's Ghostick.
Can you spell that out for me, please?
Yeah, let me get it.
And what is your job title at this company?
It's just like a warehouse.
So warehouse associate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you remember the dates that you were unable to work due to treatment and surgery?
No, ma'am.
No? Do you remember the year? You were out of work?
2020.
Okay, so during the year 2020?
Yeah, like around October, at the same time.
October 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty, we can come back to the name of the company, okay?
I got it right here.
Oh, you have it? Okay. Yeah, can you spell it for me, please?
That's S-O-L. I S O L S T I C E.
Okay.
And then sleep, S L E E P, and then products.
And then what location is that? Tampa, Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I have Solstice Sleep Products. And that is located at 500 South Falkenberg Road in Tampa, Florida, zip code 33619.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No. No, ma'am.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And can I get the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Okay, give me 1 second.
No worries. Take your time. Are you able to multitask?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay, I'm going to go through the rest of the intake. Can I get your current full address?
You say the doctor?
Oh, yes.
Dr. David Shield, dermatologist.
Can you spell the name for me, please?
D-A, David.
Oh, David.
And then,
okay.
The last name is Shields.
Shields, S-H-I- okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Can I get the city where he's located?
Oh, Wesley Chapel. The hospital?
I don't need that just yet. Is it David J. Shields in Tampa, Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. And do you remember where you were diagnosed?
Where?
Yeah, the name of the, is it Advent Health at Wesley Chapel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see.
Which one?
And that is located, Advent Pepin Heart Institute? No. Hold on. Advent Health Wesley Chapel, and that is located at 2600 Bruce B. Downs Boulevard in Wesley Chapel, Florida, zip code 33544. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It's a good job.
Yeah, it's an individual.
GTA 5? Okay. You don't feel good.
And then do you have his phone number by chance? Oh, actually I do. I did find it. Is it 813-886-8334?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, navigating through Google can be hard sometimes.
I already know.
All right, and then how has your diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
It was just difficult, you know, getting around the path.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Work.
Just time off work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have a medical record that indicates that you have the non-Hodgkin's or the large B-cell lymphoma?
I think my doctor has it.
Okay. But there's proof that there is a diagnosis, correct? Okay. And then did you receive any treatment at all?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. What facility were you treated at? And what's the doctor's name that treated you?
It was the same doctor.
Okay. Dr. David J. Shields?
Correct.
And then is it the same facility, the Advent Health?
Yes, ma'am.
And Wesley Chapel? Okay. Let me go ahead and write that down. And then what date were you treated?
I don't know, it's like 7 days. Let's see. I started on the 23rd.
Of this month?
23rd. October 2020.
Okay, October 23rd, 2020?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Like 7 days.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Was it a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
It was chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and pain medication, codeine.
Okay.
What's up, buddy?
Alrighty, and then can I get your full address, please?
Yeah, 26546.
Uh-huh.
Glen Haven Road.
Can you spell Glen for me?
Yeah, G-L... E... Yeah, G... L E N H A V E N, then Road.
Wesley Chapel, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have 26546 Glen Haven Road in Wesley Chapel, Florida, zip code 33544, and that is in Pasco County.
That is correct.
Okay. And then the last thing is we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Doesn't.
Does not. And do we have permission to contact this person?
Oh, of course.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
My sister.
Sister? And can I get her phone number, please?
270.
270, you said?
801. Yeah.
871.
No, 801.
Oh, 801. Thank you.
6584.
Okay, so I have 270-801-6584.
That is correct.
Okay, and then can you spell her first and last name for me?
Dave Sky.
D-A-V-E.
That's how it sounds. S-K-Y.
Okay, last name? Or is the last name Sky?
No. It's Dave Sky.
Okay.
It's the Pesky, but a lot of people can't pronounce it.
Okay, no worries.
Then last is Caban, C-A-B-A-N.
C-A-B-A-N. Okay. So for her first name, I have D-A-V-E-S-K-Y. Last name, C-A-B-A-N.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to review the information with you, make sure I have everything here correctly. You don't currently have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
I'm correct.
And you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Again, I am really, really happy to hear that you're doing better now. You would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed in October 21st, 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You sprayed Roundup at home, but you can't recall the exact address, but it was located in Wesley Chapel, Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You sprayed Roundup for 11 years, and you were 40 years old at the time of diagnosis?
That is correct.
And your first name is Roger, spelled R-O-G-E-R. Last name, O-C-A-S-I-O, space, colon, spelled C-O-L-O-N.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your date of birth as August 28th, 1980. And I have your social security number as 597-44-4090.
That is correct.
And I have your height and weight as 5'10", 180 pounds.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your email as iambebotattoo813@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And your phone number, I have 813-595-0929.
Yes, ma'am.
And you started spraying Roundup roughly around August 15, 2009 and stopped spraying October 10, 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
And you sprayed it directly yourself residentially at home?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your current employer as Solstice Sleep Products, located at 500 South Falkenberg Road in Tampa, Florida, zip code 33619, and you are a warehouse associate there?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are unable to work during October 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
And the physician that diagnosed you is David J. Shields, and he is located at 2600 Bruce B. Downs Boulevard in Wesley Chapel, Florida. Zip code 33544.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have his phone number as 813-886-8334.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were treated by David J. Shields at Advent Health Wesley Chapel on October 23rd, 2020.
Yes, ma'am.
And you received chemotherapy and radiation. And you also received pain medication, codeine.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your current address as 26546 Glen Haven Road in Wesley Chapel, Florida, zip code 33544 in Pasco County.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your emergency contact as your sister who does not live with you. Her first name is spelled D-A-V-E-S-K-Y, last name C-A-B-A-N, and her phone number is 270-801-6584.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to you right now. You just need to make sure everything is spelled correctly. It should take about a minute or so to go ahead and click on the documents and sign them. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. You should have just received a text from DocuSign.
Sorry.
No worries. You're okay. Are you okay? Sounds like a heavy cough.
Yeah. Can you send it to the email?
I sent it to the email and text. Text may be easier for it to open, but personal preference. Did you receive it?
No, I haven't received it either or.
Huh, let me see. Hold on. Let's see. I'm not sure why that happened. Oh, there it is. Found it. Okay, now I'm going to send it to you. I'm so sorry. Okay, just sent over to you.
Yeah, now I got it.
Okay, so go ahead and click on that link.
Okay.
It's going to have a bunch of yellow buttons. Yeah, so you go ahead and click through the yellow buttons. The yellow buttons will kind of direct you through the page. So click around, and then once you can't click on the yellow button anymore, that means you need to sign something. So then you sign it, and then click the yellow button again, and it'll kind of direct you around.
That's an eagle. Everything says start sending and signing today.
Do you have any questions or concerns?
No.
Okay. Let me know if you do, okay?
I think I'm done.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, yes. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my direct line. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
So this will be my main point of contact. So for any reason you need to reach me, this will be the best way to do it. The attorneys will be contacting you in 24 to 48 hours. Given that it's a Friday afternoon, most likely they won't contact you. The latest they'll contact you is by Wednesday. So with that being said, just give it until Wednesday for them to call you. If they don't give you a call, I will call you and transfer you over to them.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, I just went ahead and sent you a text. Let me know once you receive it.
Okay, this is you, right?
Yeah, that's me. 949 number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So with that being said, if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to help you. If you happen to know of anyone or bump into anyone that was affected by Roundup, you can also send them my information as well. I'd be more than happy to help them. With that being said, just wait until Wednesday to hear from the attorneys. What they're going to do is verify the case with you over the phone, make sure kind of everything checks out before they start on your case. They won't be able to start on your case until they speak to you. So just keep that in mind. With that being said, just be on the lookout for a call from them. Roger, I do want to thank you so much for your time and being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. But I do hope you have a blessed weekend. And again, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Thank you. All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hello.